T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. A little later on, our cop quiz is going to try the stand-up humor that we stole from Aziz Ansari.
Nice.
We got the hot seat, and I am delighted and thrilled to have this gentleman out. We have not had him on nearly enough this season. One of the true great football minds in America. Brian Billick from NFL Network, and he is also here for X-Tech Shoulder Pads. Brian, thanks for coming out with us today.
Glad to do it. Been a while.
X-Tech shoulder pads. Tell the people listening why that's a good selection.
Well, for 9 years. We've been talking about this for 9 years. I'm one of the original investors, and we're the number one pad in pro football, the number one pad in college football, for good reason. It's the best pad on the market. It's the pad our young people ought to be in. It's gratifying to see high school parents now getting involved and reaching out via xtechpads.com and Instagram to check out the product to make sure the young people are in the best protection possible. Because that is what X-Tech Pads is.
Sensational. Brian, I am stunned by the news I received this week that you have returned to active coaching as an offensive analyst and advisor to your friend Herm Edwards in Arizona State. What was behind your decision to come back?
Well, you've been telling me to do this for years.
Yes! So yes, I have. Yes.
You know, I blame you guys. Now, Herm, Marv Lewis is out there and kind of in the same capacity that I'm going to serve. He's doing it on the defensive side. Ray Anderson is the AD there. Ray was my agent and lawyer for a long, long time, the whole time I was coming up through college and the pro game. Just good people. And they reach out to me. I coached the Hula Bowl the beginning of the month. Had great fun. Loved being around the players. Mike Smith and I were the opposing head coaches. I had a great staff. How about this? I had Wade Phillips as my defensive coordinator. Mike Tice was my line coach. Kevin Sumlin was my wide receiver coach. Carnell Lake was my DB coach. It was great. And I loved being around the kids. And when Herm and them approached me with what they were looking for in a kind of an advisory capacity, it sounded like fun. It sounded like something to get involved with. So I'm going to go down and see whatever I can do to help them out.
Hold up, Brian. There's 8 or 9 NFL head coaching jobs now. Frankly, your name is higher up than any of all these young guys they're looking at. Maybe next step, go back to head coach in the NFL?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't had lunch with Sean McVay, which seems to be a prerequisite for getting a head job in the NFL. So, you know, that precludes me from being. I'm not interested in going back to full time coaching. They're looking for something different now. We've said it for a while. This is the GM's league. So I'm seeing more and more GMs getting fired because with that responsibility and also comes accountability. But they're looking to, and as they should, they're looking to piece together when they look at the good programs around, piecing together the right GM with the right young coach and going forward and kind of doing it that way. So it'll be interesting to see how they shake this thing out. There are a lot of jobs out there.
All right, Brian, because I got to tell you right now, you know us in Philly, we're very opinionated, and our defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, has 3 of interviews at 3 different cities, and we didn't think he was that good a defensive coordinator. How do you become a hot name now in the job market? How does that happen?
That's a good question. I really don't know the answer to that. Obviously, there's got to be a certain amount of respect within the league and the owners. Like I said, they're looking for the good young talent. GMs, as they piece this thing together, tend to want to lean towards, like, I'm going to get a good young coach. You just do your guru genius coaching thing, okay? We will lock you in your room, shove your meals under the door. Don't worry about the cap. Don't worry about personnel. Don't worry about anything else. I'll piece your staff together, and I'll surround you with the right people. And so whatever formula they're using, that's kind of what they're looking for.
I don't know. We didn't. I don't know how much you got to see of the Eagles' defense this year. We found it very passive. They gave a lot of yardage away, and that's not a good style for our city. Brian, do you think Gannon's a really good coordinator?
I don't know. I can't say that I watched Philly that much this year to see exactly what's going on. You know, you kind of do what you think is best. I mean, you look at Leslie Frazier, who's an outstanding coach. But you watch in that game, and you got to go, what the hell were you thinking playing man or even two-man against Kansas City with 13 seconds left? And they just get gashed. But there's a reason for it. You think this, you think – I mean, there's a lot of different ways to orchestrate it. You know, it's interesting, particularly now. I'm going back more in the college game, though I've been immersed in the film in the college game getting ready for the draft. It's more about the specific personnel. I'm now kind of diving back into the systems that they're running and how they're doing it, and defenses and what's being run. It's kind of fun.
No, Brian, I need to play those 13 seconds out here because we've been infatuated with it. Are you squibbing the kick in that situation to bleed some of the clock?
You know, that's a thought, but also you needed in both situations, whether it was an overtime or obviously they had to go the distance to get the field goal. That is a factor because they had a good solid field goal kicker, and if you squib it, you'd hate to give up that much yardage. But at the end of the day, you know, early on, Kansas City was not as explosive as they had been because people got into a more passive mode saying, we're not going to give you the big plays to Kelce or Hill. Now, so we're going to make you go 10, 12 plays. Well, they're certainly capable of that. But they got, you know, make them do that instead of giving, you know, because the minute Patrick Mahomes sees man in any form, he's going to go to Hill, because the guy's going to outrun anybody he's up against, or Kelce, because he's going to muscle up over anybody that's on him, or he's going to pull the ball down and run it. And I just can't, you know, I just can't see why you would play that style of defense against that particular team. It's tough because, you know, you play a more passive zone. Yeah, they can move the ball on you, but I'd like my chances with 13 seconds of them going 80 yards as opposed to giving them a chance to get any kind of man coverage.
Hey, Brian, when you lose a game like that, Sean McDermott, that's with him the rest of his life, isn't it? You replay those seconds forever?
Yeah, that leaves a mark. It does. You know, and they're on a team that has progressed, you know, and they were there to make the next step. And, boy, wasn't that a spectacular game? I can see why the fans, we just didn't want that thing to end.
Yeah.
You know, and why they're sulking for the change in overtime and all that kind of stuff. Just two spectacular quarterbacks, and they're going to be going at each other for a long time. But to answer your question, yeah, that does hang with you a while. And going back and saying, you know, what should I have done differently? Should I have been playing two-man in the last sequences? Is that, you know, because you're going to see it again. And that one stings for a while.
All right, now we need – you are one of the great offensive minds in the recent history of the NFL, and we have a quarterback situation 2 years in with Jalen Hurts, Brian. There's a big debate about whether or not he's going to be able to do the job here. When do you know? I mean, we're 2 years in and there's still a debate going on. Should you know after 2 years whether you have the franchise quarterback?
Well, I'll defer to one of my mentors, Bill Walsh, who was a firm believer that by about the 24th or 25th start, might be before then, but if you haven't seen it by then, and have the conviction that absolutely, yes, this is the guy, then it probably isn't there. Now, there's outliers with that. We know, you know, a guy like Ryan Tannehill struggles and fails in Miami and then goes someplace else and flourishes. So there's always going to be the outlier. But, yeah, that's the tough one for the organization right now. Obviously, he's done some excellent things, but also he's far enough along. And you also, how many times have we talked about this? It's hard to separate the productivity of a quarterback versus what's going on around him. So, you know, and how much you look at that versus the quarterback itself. So that's always has to be a factor as well.
Brian, we've got audio from NFL Films on the sideline in the Eagles playoff game. Kevin Ross, the cornerbacks coach of the Buccaneers, is informing his players, Hurts can't read the defense. We could take advantage of him all day. 2 years into your career in the NFL, Brian, should a quarterback be able to read defenses?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously the package that you have to have in a unique talent like this, like maybe a Lamar Jackson, you have to recognize, okay, he's never going to be Aaron Rodgers. Okay, he's never going to be Tom Brady. That's not what he does. But those guys can't be what he does in terms of running around and making some plays. So you have to find that balance and recognize this is the way it's going to look, and then go all in. Obviously, Baltimore did that with Lamar Jackson. We've talked about this before. It's a little bit different. Hurts is an outstanding athlete. I don't think he's quite as explosive as Lamar. Like we said before, I had one scout tell me where Lamar is a tailback playing quarterback, Jalen Hurts is a fullback playing quarterback. So he's a little more physical, a little more along the lines of Cam Newton, which is okay. But that's a different structured offense around it. But yeah, that's part of the equation. You know, you always hear young quarterbacks come in and you always hear the term, well, the game, particularly when they're doing well, the game slowed down for them. Well, the game never slows down. They just begin to see things more clearly. And therefore, it feels like it slowed down. He's better anticipating because he's understanding defenses. Has the game slowed down for Jalen Hurts yet? I don't know.
Wow. Interesting, as always, Brian. X-Tech shoulder pads. If you're out there, you got a kid who's playing football, whatever, you can't do better than X-Tech. And, Brian, we're honored, as always, to have you on. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Well, good, guys.
Brian Billick with some great insights.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.